Today's learning is sponsored by Alon and Riva Mar. Le'iloi Nishmas David Chaim Ben Tzvi Akiva is Neshama Shnav Aliyah. You can go through Parshas Hakel and notice that the Torah never says explicitly who's supposed to do the Kriya. Who's supposed to read the Torah in the Beis HaMikdash? All the Pasuk says is the following in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Bevochol Yisrael Leiros es Pnei Hashem Elokecha b'makom asher yivchar. Tikra es haTorah hazos neged kol Yisrael be'oznehem. So tikra es haTorah hazos. Who's supposed to read the Parsha? But we all know that the Melech is the one who reads the Torah, or reads at least parts of Sefer Dvarim in the Beis HaMikdash to all of Klal Yisrael who are present for the Mitzvah Hakel. But where do we know that from? What's the mucker that the Melech is the one who's supposed to read the Parsha for the Mitzvah Hakel when the Torah doesn't say that anywhere at face value? So if you take a look at the Mishnah in Maseches Sota and Daf Mem Aleph, the Mishnah says, Parshas Melech Ketzad, Motzei Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag B'Shmini V'Motzei Shvi'is, The Mishnah there describes exactly how the mitzvah of Hakel is supposed to take place. And the Mishnah starts off calling it Parshas Melech. Parshas Melech. So says Rashi, Shenemar v'keitz shav hashanin, Dibar Maslom, Shenemar v'keitz shav hashanin, again, this is Sota Mem Aleph and Aleph. Rashi says, B'sof sheva shanim, Va'osa kriya alide melechi kidisanya b'sifrei. Rashi quotes Chazal in the Sifrei. I'll read the Sifrei inside in a moment. B'parshas melech es mishnah haTorah hazos ein koren b'yom hakel ela b'mishnah Torah. So Rashi is paraphrasing the medrash in the Sifrei, and this is the actual text of the Sifrei. Very similar to the way Rashi quotes. Achirim omrim, and this is at the end of the psukim about we spoke about a few weeks ago, the mitzvah for the king to write a sefer Torah. So the pasuk says, "Mishnah haTorah." So we spoke about then what the implication and what the mashmos of Mishnah Torah means. Achirim omrim, says the sifrei, "Ein korin bo b'yom hakel ella Mishnah Torah bilvad." And then Tziv over here in his beer on the sifrei explains what the medrash is telling you is two things. One is that the mitzvah of Hakel is supposed to take place al yidei the melech, and also that the kriya is supposed to be from Mishnah Torah, in other words, from parts of Sefer Dvarim. But you see from the Sifrei that the makor, the source, that the mitzvah of Hakel, the kriya, is supposed to take place al yidei the melech, is from the parsha of the melech. It's in the psukim about the mitzvah of the melech to write a second sefer Torah for himself. We darshin ein koren b'yom hakel ela mishnah Torah bilvad. So what seems to come out is that the mitzvah of kriya, that it should be take place al yedei melech, is not necessarily from the mitzvah of hakel per se. It's a prat in the mitzvah, in the dinim of the melech. We know the melech has many mitzvos. We spoke about lo yarbe lo nashim, lo yarbe lo susim. He shouldn't have kesef azov. We're learning about that in the morning right now. And he should also write another sefer Torah. And there's another mitzvah, a prat in the mitzvah of him having a second sefer Torah, is that he should use that sefer Torah to also read the parsha of Hakel. The Parsha, the Sefer Dvarim, and be Mekai in the midst of Hakel with that Sefer Torah. But it seems to be something separate. It's obviously part of Hakel, but it's maybe a mitzvah nefredis. And actually, there's a major, major discussion in the Rishonim, in the Mefarshim, how to count the mitzvah of Hakel. Is one mitzvah that all of Klal Yisrael should come to the Beis HaMikdash on Motzoi Shvi'is and Sukkis to hear the king read the Sefer? That's one mitzvah. Or maybe there are two separate mitzvos. There's the mitzvah for all of Klal Yisrael to come together, and then there's the mitzvah for the king to read the Sefer Torah in front of all of Klal Yisrael, but those are two separate things. So what you could emerge from Rashi is that there are two separate mitzvos. There's the mitzvah of Hakel, and then there's the mitzvah for the king to use his Sefer Torah to read the psukim and Sefer Dvarim that are relevant to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Hakel. But they're two separate mitzvahs. And maybe that's why it's not explicit in the parsha, in our parsha, in Vayelech, because it's related and it's a way to fulfill the mitzvah, but really it's two separate kiyumim. There's the mitzvah Hakel that Klal Yisrael should come and hear the Sefer Torah, and then there's the mitzvah for the king himself to use his Mishnah Torah to read Mishnah Torah, to read Sefer Dvarim in front of Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash. And that emerges potentially from Rashi quoting the Sifrei in Maseches Sota on Daf Mem Aleph. That's the first mahalach in the Mefarshim as to how we know that the mitzvah of Kriya is done al yidei the melech by the mitzvah of Hakel. If you take a look there on the Mishnah in Maseches Sota, the Tosas Yomtiv has a different explanation as to how we know that the mitzvah Kriya is done al yidei the melech. The Tosas Yomtiv is actually mechavin to the Chizkuni on this pasuk, so I'll just read to you the Chizkuni. It's almost the same exact words. Again, the pasuk says Tikra es haTorah zos. Who's talking? Who? Mi amar el mi? So, if you take a look at the Chizkuni, Tikra es Yoshua as azos, the Yoshua hayemitzave. Moshe was talking to Yoshua. If you look at the earlier pesukim, Moshe is being mechazik Yoshua that he's going to lead Klal Yisrael, and then the Torah segues into the mitzvah of Hakel. And it says, Tikra satorah zos neged kol Yisrael ba'oznehem. Moshe is telling Yoshua ben Nun that he's going to read the Mishnah Torah in front of Klal Yisrael for the mitzvah of Hakel. So how do we know that means melech? Says the Chizkuni, and this is what the Tosas Yom Tov says, the same thing in Sota. Ulekach hayikara osa melech. Because Moshe was telling Yoshua, therefore we know that the mitzvah is supposed to be niskayim al yidei amelch. So the Tosas Yom Tov explains a little more. He finishes the thought and says, and Yoshua we know was a melch, had a din melch. Where do we find that Yoshua had a din melch? So actually, it's a Beferish Rambam. The Rambam, in a few places, we'll just read one inside for the moment. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel of Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam writes the following: Ein ma'midin melech tchila el al pi based in shel shivim zakenim va'al pi navi. Major discussion exactly what the role of the shivim zakenim and the navi is in appointing the king. But says the Rambam that a king has to be appointed through the shivim zakenim, the Sanhedrin, and a navi. How do we know that? Says the Rambam, ki Yoshua sheminu Moshe Rabbeinu ubeis dino. Like Yoshua, who was appointed through Moshe Rabbeinu, who is presumably the navi. And Beis Dino, the Sanhedrin, Ukishol v'David Shemino Sam Shmuel Haramasi u'Beis Dino. So you see this paradigm of a king being appointed through a navi and a Sanhedrin. So what was the Ram's first example? Yoshua. Yoshua is the first example of a king that was appointed al yidei a Sanhedrin and a navi. So what comes out from the Rambam is that Yoshua Taka had a din melech. The Minchas Chinuch in his Hagos over here on the Rambam, it's quoted in the Sefer Likudim and the Mekoros Vitzionim on the side here in the Rambam, the Frankel Rambam, asks, where do we find that Yoshua was a king? Also, he needs to be anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Where do we find that he was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha? That's not explicit anywhere in the Psukim. So, however you deal with the Minchas Chinuch question, they point out that there is a Medrash, the Mechilta, that seems to indicate that Yoshua was anointed Taka by the Shemen HaMishcha. But there are other sources which indicate that Yoshua was a king. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Memches Amud Beis and Memtes Amud Aleph, discussing the dinim of Morid B'Malchus, learns the halacha that a Morid B'Melech is Chayiv Misa from Yoshua. Asher Yamre, Kol Asher Yamre Es Picha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yoshua, anyone who rebels against you, Yomus is going to, or Yumas, should be put to death. And the Gemara learns the din of Morid B'Malchus Chayiv Misa from that pasuk. From the pasuk of anyone who rebels against Yoshua is considered a Morid B'Malch. It's clear, and the Rambam quotes this halacha, it's clear that Yehoshua had a din melech, right? And that's how we can learn from Yehoshua the din of Mori b'malchus chayv misa. A couple other examples. The Gemara in Meseches Yuma, on Daf Ayin Gimel, Amid Beis, the Gemara there is discussing the halachos of Urim v'Tumim. There are only certain people who are allowed to be shoal the Urim v'Tumim to get the answer to their question. The Mishnah there in Yuma says one of them is the Melech. The Melech is allowed to be shoal the Urim v'Tumim, and if he has a question that's related to what the nation needs, the Melech was one of the people who's allowed to be shoal the Urim v'Tumim. So the Gemara there has a whole drasha, how we know that the Melech is one of the people who are allowed to be shol from the Urim V'Tumim. So the Gemara there has a drasha. Let me get the an Ayin Gimel Mabez. Minan imili. Amar Rabbi Abo, the Amar Kral, Lefnei Elazar HaKohen Yamod, V'Shal Lo B'Mishpat Ha'urmin. So the Pasuk says, Lefnei Elazar HaKohen, who was the Kohen Gadol, who was wearing, obviously, the Choshen, and he had the Urim V'Tumim. V'Shal Lo B'Mishpat Ha'urmin Lefnei Hashem Al Piv Yitzu, V'Al Piv Yavo Hu V'Chol B'nei Yisrael. So what's Hu referring to? Al Piv Yitzu, V'Al Piv Yavo Hu V'Chol B'nei Yisrael. So says the Gemara, Hu Zemelech. How do we know who's a melech? So Rashi over there, and Ayin Gimel is in Yuma, says, who's a melech? Daha b'Yoshua mishtayikra. We're talking about Yehoshua. The Pasuk is talking about Yehoshua. We see from this Pasuk that a melech is able to be shoel the Umbetumim. But again, it's talking about Yehoshua. But nevertheless, again, the Gemara assumes that Yehoshua had a din melech, and that's how Yehoshua can serve as the source for the din that a melech can be shoel the Urim v'Tumim. Okay. And one more Mar Makom. The Rambam in Malachim Beis Hei, Perek Beis Halacha Hei, also learns dinim of Kvod HaMelech, how the melech is supposed to be noed kavod to the Kohen Gadol, how the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be noed kavod to the melech, from the way Yehoshua and Elazar HaKohen interacted with each other. It's the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Afilu says the Rambam. Hamelch mishtach there. Afilu navi omei lefnei hamelch mishtach v'lo arzo. Shneimar hinei nasan navi yavol lefnei hamelch mishtach v'lo arzo. Kol kol inu bol lefnei hamelch v'lo arzo. I can't find it right now, but the Rambam here in Perek Beis learns dinim of Kvod HaMelech from the way Yehoshua and Elazar interacted with each other. So again, this is a third Maramakom that we learn dinei Melech from Yehoshua ben Nun. So it could very well be that's where the Rambam was coming from, and that's where the Chizkuni and the Tosas Yomtiv get that the Mokar for Kriyas Parshios, Kriyas Mishneh Torah, for Mitzvah Hakel, is Adei the Melech from Tikras at Torah Zos, that Moshe was talking to Yeshua, and Yeshua had a Din Melech, Michlal, that the Mitzvah is done Adei Melech. The problem is that there are other sources which indicate that Yeshua was not the first king in Klal Yisrael. There are other Midrashim, a bunch of Midrashim, one I have written down, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Pei Gimel, Halacha Beis. So the Medrash there lists off the kings in the history of Klal Yisrael, and the first one listed there is Shaul. Yehoshua is not on the list. And there are other Midrashim which seem to assume the same way, that Shaul was the first king in Klal Yisrael. So how could that be? We have so many dinim and so many gemaras which indicate that Yehoshua had a din melech, and that's how we can learn dinim melech from Yehoshua. Yet these midrashim seem to assume that Shaul was the first king in Klal Yisrael. So simply, you can say it's a machlokas in Chazal. Some of Chazal were of the opinion that Yoshua had din melech, and that's maybe the way we paskin. And other midrashim assume that Yoshua did not have a din melech, and Shaul was the first melech in Klal Yisrael. But what I want to suggest is something maybe to resolve these various views in Chazal and say, really, there's one mahalach. There's one mahalach here. Possibly, what we could say is, and this is what we spoke about a few weeks ago in the Parsha Shir about the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah L'melech, and Rabbi Simon spoke about it recently in the Sanhedrin Chabura. Some mitzvos, some dinim, are a function of a melech having a shein melech, being appointed as a melech. Having that status is mechayiv, generates certain chiyuvim, certain mitzvos. For example, a melech has a mitzvah of lo yarbe lo nashim, lo yarbe lo susim, lo kesef izav lo yarbe lo. He has a mitzvah of potentially of ksiva sefer Torah. Those may be a function of him having a shein melech. However, other mitzvos are not necessarily a function of a shein melech, of being appointed as king. Rather, they're mitzvos, they're functions of him being noheg as a melech. Being noheg as a melech. Him being the head honcho, so to speak, running the srara of Klal Yisrael. He's in charge of everything. He's in charge of Dinei HaMedina, Mishpatei HaMedina. The person in charge also has dinim. Usually it's the melech. Usually the melech is the one who has the minoy, the status of the melech, and he's also the one in charge. But it could be that at some points in history you could have a melech who's not in charge, not running the show, and you could have someone who's running the show in charge. Everyone has to listen to him, but he's not actually a melech. He's not actually, doesn't actually have the minoy of the melech. So, what we spoke about a few weeks ago was the Gemara in Maseches Megillah. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah on Daf Yod Daled, in the conversation between Avigail and David HaMelech, that Avigail told David HaMelech that since he was running away from Avshalom, he didn't have a din melech with respect to the din of Morid B'malchus is Chayiv Misa. Right? That anyone who rebels and therefore her husband, Naval, was not responsible for rebelling against David. And therefore, since he was running away, he was not Chayiv Misa. And what we pointed out from that Gemara is that it seems, and this is what the Imak Bracha said, that the din of Morid B'malchus is not necessarily a function of someone who has the Shein Melech, because David certainly had a Shein Melech even though he was running away from Avshalom, or it was Shaul, I'm sorry, Shaul at the time, from Shaul, but rather it's a function of someone who is knowing as the Melech. He's in charge, he's in a position of authority, and people are listening to him. And that's necessary to generate the din of Morid B'malchus is Chayav Misa. We quoted another Gemara, Rabbi Simon was quoted recently, the Gemara in Maseches Horius. We know the din is a person who does a chait that b'meiz it is chayav karis. If he does a b'shogi, he brings a korban chatas, and the korban chatas is usually a kisbor se'ira. It's a female sheep or a female goat. But a melech does an aveira. He brings a se'ira, a male, a se'ir nasi. So even though the Torah calls it a se'ir, the Mishnah in Maseches Horius says that when we say se'ir nasi, we mean a melech. Ezu nasi, this is the mission Horius and Daf Yud. Ezu nasi zem melech shneimar mikol mitzvos Hashem Elokav she'en al gabav el Hashem Elokav. So the mitzvah of seir nasi is really the melech. Nevertheless, the Gemara has a very interesting conversation between Rebbe and Reb Chia. That Rebbe asks Reb Chia, says the Gemara, ba'mine Rebbe mi Reb Chia kegon ana mo b'seir. Rebbe was the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to know whether he would be responsible in the time of the Beis Hamikdash if he did an Avera b'shogeg, a chait that b'mezid b'chayv karis, if he did a b'shogeg, would he bring a Seir Nasi, or would he bring a kispa or seira like the rest of Klal Yisrael. So, Amar le haritzaruscha bebavel. So Rabbi responded, "What do you mean? The Reish Galusa is on top of you, and he's in Bavel, and he's on top of you. So therefore, he's really the head honcho. You're not in charge. You're not on top of all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore, you wouldn't bring the seer." But it sounds like from the Gemara is that the Reish Galusa in Bavel would, in fact, have to bring a seer nasi, even though he didn't have the full status of a melech. And the Mishnah says that Ezus nasi ze melech, that the melech is the one who brings the seer nasi, not a person stamazoi who's in charge. Elama, you see from the Gemara and the Mishnah that when Chazal refer to melech, they're referring to the person who's in charge of Klal Yisrael, even if they don't, in the fullest sense of the term, have the status of a melech. They don't have the full minui of the melech. Nevertheless, if they're fully in charge, they're in charge of Klal Yisrael, they have a din melech with respect to the din of Seir Nasi. That was Rebbe Chiya's response to Rebbe, that you wouldn't bring a Seir Nasi because the Reish Galusa is on top of you. So again, you see another din that is a function of being in charge of Klal Yisrael, of all of Klal Yisrael, without actually having the status of a full-fledged melech, right? Morid b'malchus from the Gemara Maseches Megillah, and the din of Seir Nasi from the Gemara in Horius, and we quoted at the time also the Yerushalmi in Horius, which says that when David ran away from Avshalom, since he was not in a position of authority, he wouldn't bring a Seir Nasi. So again, another source, which implies that the din of Seir Nasi is a function of a king, a person being in charge, in a position of authority, not just having the Shem Melech. That's why David, when he was running away from Avshalom, he wouldn't have brought a Seir Nasi, because he was not in a position of authority. Yeah. So, what I would like to suggest is perhaps all of these dinim, all these gemaras, which seem to assume that Yoshua had a din melech, that's not to say that Yoshua was a full-fledged melech and therefore he was chayiv in all of the mitzvos, all of the dinim of a melech. We wouldn't say that Yoshua had an iser to be marbe susim, nashim, kesev, izahav, maybe not, Yoshua didn't necessarily have, well, maybe he did, we'll see why, a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, but for sure, I would suggest that he didn't have the regular, all of the dinim of the melech. Rather, Yoshua was the one who was going to be in charge of Klal Yisrael. He was in a position of authority to run Klal Yisrael, and therefore, that was mechayev certain dinim. So now, let's go through the list that we had. So first we quoted the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, the din of Morid B'Malchus. We learned Morid B'Malchus is Chayav Misa from Yehoshua. So we pointed out from the Gemara in Megillah that clearly the din of Morid B'Malchus is a function of a person who was in a position of authority. That's why when David was running away from Avshal, even though he was already appointed to be king by Shmuel and Ovi, nevertheless, there was no din in Morid B'Malchus, because the king has to be in a position of authority. So it could be that we're able to learn the din of Morid B'Malchus, Chayav Misa, from Yeshua, not because he had the full-fledged status of Melech, rather because he was the one in charge of Klal Yisrael. He was in charge, he was the head shofet, so to speak. And therefore, there's a din of Morid B'Malchus with respect to a Melech who has that status, the Melech who runs Klal Yisrael, even if he doesn't have the full status of Melech. Also, the Gemara Maseches Yuma says that a king can be Shoal the Urim Betumim. The king is allowed to be Shoal of the Urim Betumim. Why is that? Because the Urim Betumim is something to take Eitzah from when Klal Yisrael's needs are at stake. So the Kohen Gadol is allowed to ask. Certain people are allowed to ask. People who are in charge, people who are responsible for Klal Yisrael, have the right to be Shoal the Urim Betumim. So the Melech there we learned from Yoshua that the Melech is the one who's able to be Shol the Umer Tumim. So why are we able to learn from Yoshua? Not because Yoshua was a full-fledged Melech, rather because Yoshua was the one who was in charge, who was responsible for all of Klal Yisrael. So there, when the Mishnah says Melech, what it means to say is not someone who's the full-fledged Melech, it means the one who's in charge of Klal Yisrael. Usually that means Melech, but at certain points in history, before Shaul, and maybe at later points in history when there was no full-fledged Melech who was ruling over all of Klal Yisrael, the person who was in charge of Klal Yisrael had a din Melech with respect to the ability to be Shoel the Urim V'tumim. We also had the din of Seir Nasi, which we're suggesting is also a function of having a Shem Melech. So perhaps that is going to be the resolution for the different opinions in Chazal. Again, on the one hand, we see that Yoshua had a din Melech. He had a din Melech, and that's how we can learn dinim. From Dine Melech, from Yoshua. Yet we also find that Yoshua was not considered the first king in Klal Yisrael. And perhaps the reason for that is that Yoshua wasn't the first full-fledged Melech in Klal Yisrael, that with all the dinim and all the mitzvos, but he was in charge of all of Klal Yisrael. And someone who's in charge of all of Klal Yisrael has b'miktzas a shem Melech, which is mechayiv, certain dinim, like Mord B'Malchus, Seir Nasi, the ability to be Shol the Urim V'Tumim, and certain Dine Kavod, like the Rambam and Perek Beis and Hilchos Melachim. And in fact, the Ran in his Drushos, in his Drush Yud Aleph, says the same Chiluk with a little different application. There he's talking about the difference between the role of the king and the role of the basin. The king is the basin. Shoftim v'shoftim tein lecha b'chol sha'orecha. The role of the basin is to interpret the Torah, to teach us the dinim, and the shoftim are there to enforce that which the Sanhedrin Agadol and the Bati didn't have to teach us from the Torah. They are the judicial authority. And the king's role is the extra judicial authority. He's able to make takanos lefi hara shah to help society run better. But he can go above and above the letter of the law when he sees fit and when it's necessary for the Tikkun HaMedina, for Klal Yisrael to function properly. So it says, the Ran explains that sometimes when there was no king, the Beis Din had the right to act as a king, to function as a king, and to make takanos that are not that don't actually shtim with the Dinei Torah. That's why we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that based in Makin Ve'onchin Shalom and Adin, Lamigdar Milsa, at times in history when there was no king, the basin has the right to go to act above the letter of the law and to make takanos lofi ha'ra shah to punish people for averos that they wouldn't normally be chayva an onish for, in order to make sure that society is running properly kafi dine Torah. So says the Ran, when Chazal call Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua kings, they don't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua had the full status of a melech. Rather, what they mean to say is they had that status of a melech, that just like sometimes the Beis Din is able to function as a melech with respect to making takanos, lafi, to be misaki in the Medina, to make sure society is running properly, so too Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua had that status of a king in order to make sure that society is running kafi dine Torah, to make sure that people are acting properly. So the Ran says that Chilk already, he says that explanation, and when we find in Chazal, he quotes his Gemara in Sanhedrin Menchesim and Beis that Yoshua, anyone who was Morid be Yoshua, had a din of Morid be Malchus. What that means to say that Yoshua had a din Melech was that aspect of a Melech. That aspect of a Melech that he's able to act as a Harasha to make takanos. So what we're suggesting is a similar thing, that also when we find in the Rambam and Gemara is that Yoshua had a din Melech, that's with respect to certain dinim. It means a person who's in charge, a person who's in charge of all of Klal Yisrael, has a din melech, the miktos, and that is mechayiv, certain dinim, that gives him special authority. So back to Parshas Hakel, and we'll end with this. what we were suggesting is that when the Tosas Yomtev and the Chizkuni explain that the Mokar, that the king reads the Parshios in Mitzvah Hakel, from the words Tikra es Torah Zos Neged Kol Yisrael Ozneihem, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who said that to Yehoshua ben Nun, and from that we know that the Melech is the one who's supposed to read the the Sefer Torah. So what we're suggesting is Yehoshua had the status of a Miktas Melech, of a Miktas Melech. But we don't really mean when we say that the Melech is the one who's supposed to read Sefer Hakel. We don't necessarily mean he has to have a Shem Melech, right? Usually, the one who has the Shem Melech is the one in charge of all of Klal Yisrael. But Lu Yitzuyer, there was no king. Who would read the Parsha? So the Minchas Chinuch Taka has the suffix. He says, "What happened before Shaul? Who read the Parsha Yosef Hakel?" So he says, "Mistaber, that was the Gadol Hador." That's what the Minchas Chinuch says, and the Netziv says. The Netziv says the same thing. So what we're suggesting is similar along the same lines, and it makes a lot of sense. The Din Melech by Hakel is similar to the Din Melech by Mor B'Malchus, by Seir Nasi, by She'ilas Ur Metumim. It's not necessarily the one who has a Shem Melech. It's not a function of having a Shem Melech, but it's the one who's in charge, the one who's in charge of Klal Yisrael. The Minchas Chinuch says the Gadol Hador, and it says along the similar lines. What we're suggesting is the person, it would be the Reish Galusa, so to speak. It would be the Nasi, the person who's in charge of all of Klal Yisrael, the person who's in position of authority, he would have the mitzvah. So that was the status of Yehoshua. We learned from Yehoshua that Yehoshua had a mitzvah than Melech. So too, every Melech is the one who reads the Parshios of Hakel. And Memela, if there was no Melech, no Melech in charge, real Melech in charge of Klal Yisrael, it would be anyone who's in charge of Klal Yisrael would have the mitzvah to read Sefer Dvarim, to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hakel. Shkoyach.